Western Michigan University is still searching for its first win of the new football season. The Broncos are 0-4, but they'll be playing their first Mid-American Conference game this Saturday against Kent State. We're joined by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
How much of these early struggles, this 0-4 record, can be explained by the schedule, which includes playing three Big Ten teams?
You look at it, and it's unfavorable for any first coach, really any coach, you know, however many years he's would be with the program. And I think everyone put a lot of pressure on PJ with all of his talk in the offseason about getting this program to a national stage and getting them to be conference contenders and everything else that he talked about. When you've got three Big Ten opponents who are paying you to come to their place and, you know, essentially lose, you know, that's kind of a pay-to-lose type of game for Western side. Part of it is the schedule. Part of it, I think, is these players are still learning a new system. I mean, you look at some of these seniors, and they've been under Bill Cubitt for 3 years, and they kind of have to throw everything they knew out the window and learn a new system under PJ and his staff. And there's still signs of that. I think you're seeing some development. I know people would disagree with me after a 59-3 loss to Iowa, but I think there are signs. I think there are positives to take out of the non-conference, especially the defense. I think if you're looking for a positive heading into conference season, you have to look at this defense and how they've played, at least at the start of games. They get worn down, but they do come out well against the Big Ten opponents.
But as you've written, sometimes perhaps that wearing down is the fact that the offense is really leaving that defense on the field for long stretches. The offense is often going three plays and out, punting, and the defense is back out there very quickly. Yeah.
There's some statistics that aren't working in Western Michigan's favor right now. Sophomore punter Jay Schroeder has the most punts in the country, I believe, right now at 33. Western has had 60 offensive drives. 23 have stalled after three plays, and they've had to punt. It's tough to look at right now from an offensive standpoint. And then you look at the loss at Iowa, and they don't record a first down until the second quarter, and they're already trailing 24-0. And the defense was playing well. They weren't, you know, playing great, but they were playing well enough to keep the team in the game. And there's only so much you can ask a group of guys to do going up against more skilled players that they faced.
Going back to that schedule for a moment, let's try to explain here the economics of college sports. Western Michigan schedules three Big Ten opponents this year, in part for financial reasons, almost entirely for financial reasons, right?
It is. You look at a handful of Mid-American Conference teams, and most play one, some play two. Western usually plays a couple games against the BCS level competition, just because it brings in money not only for the football program but for the entire athletic department. And you know, there's only a few so-called revenue producing sports, and that's men's basketball and football. But Western Michigan really depends on football to bring home some money with these guaranteed games. And this year was especially tough for the football program and the first-year coach, P.J. Fleck, with the addition of Northwestern. But the money that they received from playing that game stayed within the program. So I'm sure P.J. kind of looked at it and said, okay, you know, as long as I can keep this money within the program and use it towards some of the upgrades that he has, I think deep within closed doors, I think, you know, he understood. But I don't think it's something you can do year after year and expect to come out of that healthy and then go compete for a conference championship. I think you want a couple more competitive games against teams at your own level. Like a few years ago, Western played Idaho or teams of that mid-major level in the non-conference to get you ready for a conference run. So you're not always 1-3 or 2-2 going into conference season.
So there's respectable losses against Michigan State and Northwestern, a loss against Iowa, not so respectable, and then there's the loss to Nicholls State. Does that one really stand out like a sore thumb?
I think that one, if you're a Western Michigan football fan, really left a sour taste in your mouth. And quite honestly, it surprised me as the writer who covers the team. I felt really good about the prediction that I made for that game, and I think I had it 41-14 or something. I think I kept it on the lower end as opposed to what other writers wrote, but man, a loss to an FCS opponent team is the first one since 1996 for Western. And the fact that Nicholls really came out and dominated most of that game, it it really leaves a lot of people scratching their head coming out of this 0-4 start as to, man, is Western going to win a game? You know, I think that's what's on a lot of people's minds right now after you lose to a team like that. I think Western will. I think they have a chance this weekend. They're favored against Kent State. I predicted Western would go 4-4 in conference play. I'm going to stand by that. I don't think they're quite at a contender level, but I think there's some opportunities to pick up 4 wins this season.
Why do you see a chance to go 4-4 in the MAC, given the start the Broncos have had?
This defense, quite honestly, it really is. I know it's hard to see that when you look at a 59-3 loss and you look at a 38-17 loss at Northwestern, but this defense hasn't had a chance to protect a lead other than Nicholls State game. And that game is just kind of an anomaly by itself for the defense and offense. But in the other 3 games, it hasn't had a second-half lead to protect. And that's something I'm anxious to see if this defense can really live up to that, because that's what you want your defense to do is to protect the lead. Because as Coach Fleck has said, this isn't an offense that's going to score 70 points a game and just run teams out of the building.
And we should, to be fair here to the defense on that Iowa game, point out that there were 2 touchdowns, which were punt returns taken back, 2 touchdowns that were interceptions returned to the end zone. And then another touchdown drive was a pretty short field, 45 yards, I think, Iowa got to drive. So the defense was put in a pretty bad spot in Iowa City.
Yep, there was the 2 interceptions returned, and then there was another interception that resulted, I believe, in an Iowa score. But given the 4 touchdowns that were scored by Iowa's defense and special teams, Western gave up 31 points to Iowa's offense. Now, it's a little more than I think everyone expected, but still, given the fact that Western's offense couldn't pick up a first down until the second quarter when it was already 24-0, I don't think you can feel that bad about the way the defense played at Iowa. They just got worn down, and I think rightfully so.
As you mentioned, head coach P.J. Fleck has come in here with a mission to change the culture of the program. There's been a lot of talk about some of the energy he's brought to the football program, some of the changes in traditions which he's tried to bring. How much of that gets ignored or perhaps even hampered by the fact that the team's not off to a good start?
I think when he was hired, there was an immediate divide of people who really loved this new, young, energetic head coach. You know, they looked past the fact that this was his first time head coaching gig. And then you had the other side where they just immediately wanted PJ Fleck to fail because he was so loud, so in your face, and they didn't like that. You know, I think maybe more of maybe some old time fans, some long time fans of the old traditional football way and the old coach's way. But I think throughout the summer, throughout fall, I think some of the people who were on the negative bandwagon hopped on the positive bandwagon. They bought in a little bit more. But an 0-4 start, it's interesting. It is interesting going around town and just keeping my mouth shut and just listening to some of the sidewalk talk and some of the, you know, talk at the local watering holes about some of this. And you're seeing a little bit more of PJ Flex, his row the boat mantra being mocked a little bit. You know, why don't you row the boat out of town? Why don't you, you know, why don't you put your life jacket on it? And some of it, I think, is unfair to PJ. He came in with a team that wasn't his. A lot of players weren't his. A very tough non-conference schedule. I think before we can really judge PJ Fleck in his first year, we have to give him a conference season to really see what he can do with realistic expectations. I mean, no one expects a mid-major to go 12-0, but they do expect a mid-major to compete for a conference championship. And that's what Kathy Beauregard has said, that's what the goal is, to win a conference championship. So before we get all caught up in an 0-4 start, you know, I'm anxious to see what he can do with a team that isn't really full of his players yet in a conference season.
You mentioned that after Nicholls State, the questions kind of started, are they going to win a game? How important does it become that they win pretty quick here? If not Saturday, then a week from Saturday, you know, an 0-5 start, an 0-6 start, how much of the air would that take out of the balloon for this season?
Well, to start that off, I'm surprised that Western is favored in this game against Kent State, because this is the Golden Flashes team that played in the MAC championship game last year. and returns a lot of pieces. It's going to have Dree Archer and an All-American Mr. Do-It-All guy this week, but I think around the country, you know, some odds makers, some sports writers have given Western, especially the defense, a little bit of credit. Now, that said, if this team doesn't win quickly, as you just mentioned, I think even the players have to start getting a little concerned about where this first win's going to come from. I think, okay, if they lose a close game this weekend, maybe there's still some positives to take out of it, this or that, but you know, if Western comes in and out in their home field again and loses by 2-3 touchdowns, I think there's some concern. I don't think you'll maybe hear it necessarily, but within closed doors, I think this team's going to get a little bit worried about it, because next week they go face Toledo. That's the second game of the MAC conference game. And then they have Buffalo, and then they have Ball State. And those are all kind of toss-up games. So you really have to win a game to just get some positive momentum going the rest of the conference season here.